Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kirk Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Top of the day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience. Prayer time, where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am Dr. Ryan Matthews, overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry in the city of the Chicagoland area. Our location is Harvey, Illinois. We welcome each and every one of you all and Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas, and Laron Matthews Ministry, Montgomery, Alabama. And those that are connecting with us globally around the world, we welcome each and every one of you all for joining us on this day. From whatever time zone your voice is hearing us, we bless you on today and thank you for being part of a season that God has given us a mandatory mandate to move, preach, teach the word of the Lord God. And we thank God for all of the kingdom leader and expository men and women of God that God is using in a gigantuous season to release the oil of his word, whether through a word of knowledge, word of prayer, word of encouragement, teaching, prophesying, ministering. We thank you all for your great work that you have been given, releasing throughout the land over the lives of so many people on today. We're preparing to take this time to go into prayer. And we believe that through the infallible presence of God and the great kingdom things that God is doing through he himself, the Elion, the omnipotent, the omniscient, the omnipresent, all-knowing creator of the universe, the God of all gods, recognize and realize that there is a move in the land. There will be a smooth transition from one regime to another regime, from a movement of civilization to another prophetic utterance. We're watching the mysteriousness of God manifest in human life. For centuries and years, we have followed major systems and major teachings that came from ancient Babylonian systems that have been taught and trained and given to us through secret societies and ancient demonic spirits. Now the people are coming alive to truly understand the plan of God for their life. And they're understanding deeper and the deeper things of God. The deep is calling unto the deep. And God have men and women of God, such as yourself, who are prophetic people, who understand what we call the bathos. That's the Greek word for the deep, the profoundly, the mysteriously that God has for this time, who understands the depths of what's going on in the world and around the world. God has his hand on you. For years, once again, the ancient Babylonian system of the Gregorian calendar had been strategically set up in place to determine time and season for which God has in his power, but they can't identify it. That's why when you read the word of God, there are many concealed things that are being revealed, and there are many revealed things that God has doing or God has given to be fulfilled. And we are the fulfillers of what was revealed and what was once concealed. the seals are now open for the men and women of God to tap in. Whatever you're believing for, God is moving. The enemy wants to create a fear in an atmosphere that's illusionally based. The matrix of God is opening us up to understand the plan and the channels of God for our life. God has something so powerful for the spirit men and women of God who have not allowed religion and ancient organization and ancient denomination to change the mindset. The power of the mind is very, very strong. It's greater than any database that you can ever create and any computer that can ever hold data. In you lies the greatest mysteries. That's the kingdom of God. That's housed in a human infrastructure of the anatomy of who you are in the kingdom of God. Do you ever notice most humans are investing on the outside to have an introduction for the inside? And once people see the outside of you, they love what they see. But once they understand the inside, it becomes trouble for them because the mysterious of God is not shown on the external. The mysterious is shown on the eternal. And the eternal God wants to reveal to you the power you have over the external things that you're fighting and battling with years later in your mind. We're in a dispensation, saints of God, where everything is lining up globally except humanity. Humanity is not lining up globally because they don't understand the posture change in the land and what God wants to do for you in you. We're taking time to pray today. And I believe the mind of the men and women of God are being awakening. There's awakening right now. And there's a revealing in the awakening. And what we once thought was the truth was an illusion to steal the truth from you. The truth will always prevail. If you ever know, the word of God said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word will not. So we look at man's writing as translation or transliteration of languages, whether etymology or historicity. The word will never change. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will what? Never pass away. What's the word? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh. In the Genesis, he talks about it. He said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, the word. He said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He separated firmament from infirmament. He made everything exactly in detail. And the biggest mystery that man forgot is that we're the word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but you won't because you're the word. It was only the flesh that covered the word. And the word in you will maintain the world plan. So you are the word that housed the word of God, the mysteries of the kingdom of God. If you survive today and you hear my voice, you have survived because you're the word. The word is a powerful thing. Sound moves at 1,128 feet per second. That's larger than three baseball fields. The element of the sound and the frequency and the realms and the depths of who you are and the creativity of the gigabytes, the gigahertz, the frequency, the dimensions, the anatomy of every structure of you is created by God. God designed you from the trans and then gave you the transition and the trans, the gene to move through every part of your life. Everything about you is the word. You can speak to your body, your element, your organs, your structure. You can tell it what to do because you handle the word. Everything is in you, designed for you, created for you. The problem is you let a creature mess with creation. Now it leaves you in a creature state. You have to understand the greatness of who you are, where you are, and where you're going. The power of the word says a lot. Once you have the word inside of you, you have the power over the world on the outside of you. The difference between the word and the world is the L, W-O-R-L-D, the world, W-O-R-D, the word. You have the word in the world. When you understand the word, you take the L out of the world and you become the word of God. The power of your words carry many things. You are the equinox of the universe. You're the design and the creativity of all things. God established you perfectly for his time, his season. You're not a miserable person. You're a mystery that's breaking miserable things away from your life. Walk in that word. Understand the power of the word. We're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer. Set your heart as a flint. Open your mouth. Decree and declare, I am the word of God. I bless you is my prayer for you on today.
Good evening. The scripture reading comes from Isaiah 48 and verse 12. Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last. Be blessed. Thank you.
Father Tracy.
Thank you and praise you for today, Lord. Have your way as we blow out the old and come into the new. In Jesus' name, we repent for anything we said and done that's not pleasing to you as we go forth, Father, that you have your way in the name of Jesus. In this new season that we're in, that you had us in, we are going forward, and we'll keep our eyes on you as we go forward. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Next intercessor, please.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this day, oh God, because this is the day that you have made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. So, Father God, as we come before your presence, we come to exalt your name, oh God. We come to glorify, we come to magnify your name, oh God. We come to say, God, we thank you. We come to say, God, we love you. We thank you, God, that you said that you are the Word, and the Word is you, O God. So I pray on today, O God, that we will feast on your Word, that we will keep your Word hidden in our hearts, O God. We thank you for that privilege on today, O God, because it's a privilege, O God. O God, we thank you. God, we thank you, O God. We thank you because you said, O God, that forever, O God, your word is settled in heaven, O God. And we thank you for that, O God. O God, and it will find faithfulness in all generations, O God. And that's your word in Psalms 119 and 89. So we thank you for that word, O God, because the word is what That is what will sustain your people unto thee, O God. So we thank you, O God. We thank you, God, for your spoken word. We thank you, O God, for your spirit, O God. We thank you, O God, for your word is a light to our path, O God. We thank you for that, O God. We thank you, O God, that we have hope in your word, O God. We thank you, O God, that we can come to you, we can run to you, O God. And we thank you, O God, because you promised, O God, in your word, O God, you said, O God, that you will turn the captivity of your people, O God. We thank you for that turning on today, O God. We thank you for your word in Proverbs, O God, where you said, O God, that he that findeth life, find that you find life and shall obtain favor of you, O God. O God, I pray that your favor rest upon your people on today, O God, because, God, that's your word. And, God, we know that you won't go back on your word. So, God, we are going to live, eat, and breathe your word on today, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God, for your word in Proverbs 9 and 6, O God. He said, O God, that we should forsake the foolish, O God, and go in the way, O God, of understanding, O God. So, God, I pray on today, O God, that you'll give your people, O God, understanding. You say we have not because we ask not. So we ask for understanding on today, O God. And we thank you, O God, that you have already received it, O God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you and we just bless your name, O God, as we exalt you, O God, and today, O God, we just thank you, O God. O God, we pray, O God, that, O God, your word said, O God, that we should commit all our works unto you, O God. We thank you, O God, that we can commit our works unto you, God, because you said, O God, that you will establish our thoughts, O God, and that's your word also, God, in Proverbs 16:3. Yes, O God, that's your word. God, thank you for that, God. Establish our thoughts on today, O God. We thank you, O God. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, O God. God, we also thank you, O God, for you said in your word, O God. O God, that he that covereth one's transgression, O God. You say that person seeketh love, O God. And we thank you because your word, O God. So, God, help us, O God, to cover each other's transgression, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, help us to cover the transgression, O God, of our brothers and of our sisters, O God. O God, we just, O God, of our neighbors and of our enemies, O God. We thank you for your word, O God. Oh, my God, your word, your word, your word, your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, O Jesus. We thank you, O God, because your word builds character in your people, O God. We thank you. We thank you for that word. We thank you for your word, O God. And when, O God, our characters are being torn down, O God, we thank you for the word, O God, that will build us up, O God. We thank you, O God. We bless your name, O God. We thank you also, God. Hallelujah. We thank you also, God, for your word said, butter and honey we shall eat. We thank you for that word which said, butter and honey we shall eat. So we will know, to accept evil and not to accept good and not evil. We will know to choose good and not evil. Oh, God, that is your word. Hallelujah. Help us to hide that down in our heart, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God. We thank you for your word is a strength to us, O God. We thank you, O God, for your word in Isaiah 25:4. O God, you said, O God, you are a strength to the poor, O God, and O God, to the need, to those who are in need and in distress, O God. That's what your word does to your people, hallelujah. O God, we thank you. We thank you, O God, because your word, O God, shelters us from the storm, O God. We thank you. O God, we thank you. We thank you, O God, that trouble don't last always. That's what you said in your word also, O God. So, God, O God, O God, we are just, O God, just embracing your word, you know, in our mind, in our thoughts, in our thought processes, Pastor Ivan today, oh God. We just bless your name. Oh God, we are just so, I am just so excited about your word, God. We thank you, oh God, that when we are in distress, oh God, we can run to your word, God. Because that's where I run to, oh God, I make it personal. I run to your word, oh Ebashe. Nema Satayaba. I run to your word, oh God. Oh God, your word blesses me. It blesses your people, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you send your word and your heal, oh God, in the name of. Thank you, oh God. Oh God, I thank you for your word, oh God. I thank you, oh God. I bless your name, oh God, because your word said there's no searching of your understanding, oh God. And we thank you for that, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you make sacrifice for your people, oh God. Oh God, we appreciate you on today, oh God. We adore you, oh God. We love you on today, even for your word, oh God. We thank you and we bless your name, oh God. Because, oh God, there's no searching of your understanding, oh God. And we thank you that, oh God, you that searches the heart, oh God, you know your people, oh God, you know the mind of your people, oh God. And we thank you for that, oh God, because you said that in your word, oh God. You said that in your word in Romans 8 and 27, oh God. And you just, oh God, you can just go on about your word, oh God. We are just so excited about your word, oh God. You just bless your name. God, in your word, there is healing, oh God. You send your word and you heal your people on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the healing virtue, oh God, that is flowing even now over this land, oh God. We just thank you, oh God. We just bless your name, oh God, and today. And Father God, we just thank you, oh God, as I lift my prophet before you, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you continue, oh God, to instill your word in him, oh God, because it gives your people the word, the word, the word, the word. Oh God, as you download the word in him, oh God. Oh God, continue, oh God, to put the word in him, oh God. Oh God, so he saturates all the mind and the heart of your people. And God, we just thank you. And for that, oh God, I pray, God, that you continue, oh God, to embrace him, oh God. Continue, oh God, to cover him, oh God, from the wiles of the enemy, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for deep calling unto deep evil unto now, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, as we pray, oh God, for the homeless on today, oh God. We pray, oh God, even for those who, oh God, who have nowhere to stay on today, oh God, that you'll make provision, oh God. We thank you for every ministerial gift on today, oh God. We just bless your name on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for those who are in ministries on today, oh God. We thank you and we bless your name, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and we pray for leaders, all our leaders on today, God. We pray, oh God, that you will cover them on today, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will lead them in the path, oh God, that you want them to go, oh God. Oh God, that you will teach them how, oh God, to lead your people, oh God, because that's what you want, oh God. And God, we just bless your name on today, oh God. God, we put our children before you, oh God. We know that the enemy is rampant on today, oh God. But we pray on today, oh God, that you dispatch angels, oh God. We pray on today that you cover them, oh God. We pray on today, oh God, that every gift in them, oh God, that they will be established in the name of Jesus. Oh God, cover them, oh God. Those from the daycare, oh God, to the higher learning, oh God. Open up doors for them as well, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those teachers, oh God. We pray that you cover them, oh God, on today, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you give them the mindset, oh God, to know that, oh God, in the absence of their parents, oh God, they have to step in and play those roles, oh God. So, oh God, give them that nurturing heart, oh God, because not all of them have that nurturing heart, oh God. Our children need that nurturing, oh God, home, away from home, oh God. And I pray for that for our teachers and today, oh God. And so, God, I just bless your name. I'm so excited about your word, oh God. And so, God, we come against right now, God, every scorpion spirit now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we bind up the strong man on today in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of division on today in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just bless your name and we just magnify your name, oh God. We thank you, oh God, as we speak life to your people on today, oh God. God, I pray, oh God, for every intercessor, oh God, every prayer warrior, oh God, for everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God, whatever they might be experiencing on today, oh God, whether in their health, in their finances, whatever the problem may be on today, oh God, I pray, God, that you meet the needs, oh God, because, God, we know that you are a present help in the time of trouble, oh God. And so when trouble comes, oh God, when trouble is at the door, oh God, we can call upon you. We can call upon your word, oh God. And so, God, turn the captivity on today. Oh God, help us not to get weary in well-doing on today because we want to reap, we don't want to faint, oh God. And we just bless your name because we look to you, who is the hill, oh God, from whence cometh our help, oh God. So, God, we pray on today, oh God, that you hide your people, oh God, who are going through, oh God, this tough time, oh God, in our lives, oh God. Oh God, that you hide us in your tabernacle even now, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will wrap us in your arms, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will send shelter them even now from the storm, oh God. The storm, oh God, we know that some have just come out of a storm. Some are going into a storm, and those who don't have a storm, yes, I know, look forward, the storm is coming. But one thing we know, God, you promise that you will be with us in the storm, oh God. Prepare our hearts and our mind and our thought process, oh God, so we can lean on you, oh God. That when these storms come, oh God, we know that we are sheltered, we are safe in your arms, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we know that you cradle us in your edibosha. You cradle us in your arms, oh God. God, for that we are so thankful. We are so grateful that you are the bread of life. Help us to feast on you, oh God. You are the I am that I am that I am, oh God. There's no other I am but you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and we bless your name because, oh God, we are just the branches from you, the root, oh God. We thank you that you are sucking substance even now, oh God. Mature us, oh God. Mature us in our daily walk with you, oh God. And we just bless your name, oh God, because you say we have not because we ask not. So we ask all these things, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, you be glorified. You be magnified. And so, God, we love on you today. And so, God, may our prayers on today, may our prayers be effective, oh God, that will draw souls unto you, oh God. We want to win souls, oh God. So may our prayers win souls, oh God. May healing come forth from our prayers on today, oh God. And so, God, we just all this that we are asking for in the name of Jesus, because you said we should ask, oh God. And so, God, we come asking. And so, God, we come. As we ask, we look forward. We look forward. I look forward with expectancy, oh God. And I know, God, everyone else, when they ask, they are expecting. So, God, we come with great expectation on today, oh God. And we thank you, God, and we bless your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, we thank you for who you are, Lord. Father, we worship you. We bless you, Lord God. We honor you, God. Father, we just thank you for allowing us to still be here. Father, we thank you for allowing us able to call upon your name, gather in your name, Lord God. Father, we thank you that victory is in your hands.
Of your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, that you have us on your mind, oh God, you have us on your heart, Father God, glory, hallelujah, Oh, God, and you know all and you see all, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, for just turning things around, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that all things are working together for the good of those that love you and are the called according to your purpose, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, we bless your name, Father God. Hallelujah. For you are worthy and worthy to be praised, Father God. And, Father God, I pray right now, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for the lead, for intercessors that are with before me, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I pray right now that you will pour back into them, Father God, that you will strengthen them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you're moving by your spirit for them now, moving on the things that concern them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're pouring the oil upon them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And, Father God, we just give you praise and glory and honor, oh, God, for our leader, Father God. Move by your spirit for him now, Father God. Strengthen him right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Touch him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Bless his food and his water. It's coming and it's going, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Everywhere his feet tread, oh, God, we thank you that it's blessed, Father God. Everything his hands find to do, we thank you that it's blessed, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, for he is blessed in his city. He's blessed in the field. He's blessed when he come and when he go, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And everywhere you send him, Father God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that your mighty works will be manifested, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and wrought through him, Father God, your chosen vessel, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, hallelujah, we just pray right now that you're pouring down, oh, God, hallelujah, the oil upon his head, Father God, and you're trickling down just like it trickled down, oh, God, the skirts of the air, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you pouring down, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, fresh revelation, knowledge, Father God, new wisdom from on high, Father God, and you're showing him how to go in and about and around the people in this time period, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just give you praise and glory and honor, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you just providing, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and make the provision for everything, oh, God, that you have assignment to do, Father God, every project, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're rising up as Jehovah Jireh, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as he continues to build your kingdom, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And Father God, we just thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, even for the building, oh God, over in Sierra Leone, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that no weapon, oh God, that is formed against that work over there shall prosper, nor is it formed against the leaders over there. It shall not prosper, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for an abundant overflow, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Come into the land, Father God. Over in Sierra Leone, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for the milk and the honey, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, being poured upon the land, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, God, for Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, Father God. We thank you, God, for you moving by your spirit right now, Father God, moving on every leader, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every member, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for you moving over the Ron Matthews ministry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, moving over, oh, God, the team in Alabama, Father God, glory, hallelujah, do it right now, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, and we thank you, God, for Restoration Destiny Center, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're moving over each and every leader, oh, God, each and every member, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, I just thank you for it. Expansion, oh God, of all the ministries, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that are connected, Restoration Truth Ministry, oh God, glory, hallelujah, move by your spirit right now over the leaders and the members, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, for new territory, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for the willing workers coming in, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, oh God, for the faithful tithe payers, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Do it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And even as we enter in, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and exit out this year, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for greater works, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Shall your leaders, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, shall the people of God do for the God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah for, oh God, you're thrusting us into the new for the God. All things new for the God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that it's out with the old, but in with the new for the God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for you taking us to higher heights and deeper depths in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for that burning desire that you're placing on the inside of each and every one of us, Father God, to teach you like never before, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to press into your presence, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, set our purpose, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, will be manifested, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in this time period, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We just give you the praise and we give you the glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you making each of us more like you every day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, every moment of the day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let us pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Without season, morning, noon, and night, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we study your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Like never before, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And give us an understanding of your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Give us deeper revelation, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. We just praise you, God, for what you're doing for all your people, oh, God, on this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for transforming the minds, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we thank you, God, even as you're touching the minds right now, Father God, of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, we're decluttering the minds, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, causing the mind to be stayed on you, Father God, right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even as you're performing the divine mind transplant amongst us, your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, we give you praise and we give you glory, hallelujah, oh God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that every bit of thinking, oh God, is being rooted out, Father God, of the mind, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, but you're causing us to think on things that are above, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, every bit of flesh, oh, God, is being massacred right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And we're walking in the spirit right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you're just imposing upon us, Father God, hallelujah, to fully surrender to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, in this time to surrender completely to you. Oh God, give you our whole heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, our heart, oh God, after you, to panteth after you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Just as a deer panteth after you, Father God, let our heart pant after you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for unity, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the body of Christ, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're unifying us, Father God, that you're putting us on one accord, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, even as we're tilling your vineyard together, Father God, in cohesiveness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we're being helpers of one another, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, because, oh, God, hallelujah, the work cannot get done with the entire body, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the head, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, needs the neck, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the neck, oh, God, needs the shoulders, oh, God, hallelujah, and the arms and the hands, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, we have to work together, Father God, to help us to work together. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we bind up spirits of competition, oh God. We bind up spirits of jealousy, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bind up that covenant spirit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, because you are created each and every one of us as original copies, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, when you laid out those blueprints for our life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we all, oh God, have a work to do, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But Father God, help us. Oh God, help us, help us, help us to work together, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, because we stand stronger and taller together, for the God. Glory, hallelujah. And we bind up confusion, for the God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up, for the God. Glory, hallelujah. Fear, for the God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in every mind-binding spirit, for the God, we send it back to the dry place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you praise, oh, God. We give you glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for the minds is being stayed on you, for the God. You told us in your word, Father God, in Isaiah 26:3, that you keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. So, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for your peace, oh, God, that surpasses all manners of understanding, no matter what we may face, oh, God, in this time period, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the days ahead of us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that your peace is resting upon us. Your peace, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, is eradicating, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Everything, oh, God, hallelujah, that the enemy sends at us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, to help us, your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even those of us, oh, God, that are tired, Father God, that feel battle fatigue, Father God, glory, hallelujah, give us a surge, Father God, right now, oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for the power surge, Father God. You've given us power and strength from on high, Father God, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so we may keep standing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and Father God, don't allow us to faint in the day of adversity, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us stand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and see your salvation, Father God. Let us stand flat-footed, unmovable and unshakable, pressing towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let us continue to work the work while it's still day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because we know your word tells us when night comes, no man can work, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, as we handle your business, Father God, no matter what comes, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you will handle ours, Father God. So we just give you the praise and we give you the glory. Father God, I pray right now, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for the youth, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would touch them right now, that you would strengthen them right now, that you would cover them and keep them right now, Father God, placing the hedge of protection around them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for the toddlers and, oh, God, for the young adults, oh, God, the older adults, Father God, for the babies in the uterus, Father God, oh, God, pray right now and cover them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we slap back and hand out the enemy, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that would devise a plot against them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that would try to snatch, oh, God, any of us on his side of the line, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, we just give you praise, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that the blood of Jesus defeated the enemy many, many years ago, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that victory is ours, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're covering, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, the airways, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, you're covering right now, Father God, the roadways, Father God. You're covering, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, pedestrians walking, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, you're covering, oh, God, the trains and the buses. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. You're covering bicycles, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, we bind it up, Father God, hallelujah. That destruction that lays waste at noonday, Father God, and every high and haughty demon would exalt itself against your knowledge and your power, would attempt to exalt itself against your knowledge and your power. We cast it down. We're pulling down the strongholds on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We destroy pride on today, Father God, and we lose the spirit of humility, Father God, amongst us, your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. So we give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor. Oh, God, we bind it up, Father God, every bit of demonic interference on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up every distraction on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up bombardments from the enemy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Derailments right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that every trick and every trap and every plan and every plot of the enemy is hereby rendered null and void, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're giving you the glory on today, Father God. Hallelujah. For you are, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, our Redeemer, oh, God. You are a refuge, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Your word tells us over in Psalms, Oh, God, 46 and 1, that you are the present help in the time of trouble, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we cancel out every disaster, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, that will come upon your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, every stoppage and blockage of the enemy, oh, God, from your people going forward in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything that was separated from you, Father God, every wall, we tear it down right now, Father God. Every, oh, God, hallelujah. Every boulder in the way, Father God, we remove it right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Even, oh God, as we come to you today, Father God, with repentant hearts, Father God, repentant, oh God, of every sin, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that we have committed against you, Father God. Oh God, hallelujah, those sins of omission, those sins of commission, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we pray and ask you to cleanse us. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So there be no barrier in between you and us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We just give you praise, oh, God, and we give you glory for your forgiving power and your forgiving grace, oh, God. And, Father God, help us to exercise, oh, God, your forgiving power and your forgiving grace towards others, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that have trespassed against us, Father God. Let us not hold anything, oh, God, in our hearts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us release it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even as we enter in, oh, God, hallelujah, the 2024, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us let it go, oh, God. Don't let us carry that baggage over, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Don't let us cover, oh, God, hallelujah, carry that, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, those weights over, Father God. Destroy and break every single weight, Father God. Everything, oh, God, hallelujah, that would weigh us down, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything that would wear us out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We just thank you, God. We give you praise, oh, God. We give you the glory, and we're giving you the honor for you doing it right now, Father God, for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, touch those that are sick, Father God, those that are going through in their body right now, Father God. Touch us from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, Father God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let your healing balm flow upon them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Eradicating every bit of sickness. Eradicate every bit of, oh, God, hallelujah, every disorder and every disease, every malfunction and dysfunction in the body, oh, God. Eradicating pain, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Move over that cellular system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Move over the muscular system, the circulatory system, the nervous system, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Move, oh, God, even the bloodstream, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Eradicate every disease, oh, God. Eradicate every infirmity, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as we're casting that spirit of infirmity into the pit of hell, oh, God. Regulate hearts, Father God. Regulate, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Blood pressures, oh, God. Regulate right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God. Respiratory systems, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Regulate right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God. Kidney functioning, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Regulate right now the liver, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, restore, Father God. Right now, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything operating in these bodies, oh, God, that's not like you, Father God, that's not of you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let your healing take place right now. Oh, God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. And you are able to do all things but fail, Father God. And we just bless you, Father God. And we praise you, God, for all that you're doing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, we bind you up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Everything, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that's not like you. Oh, God, every attack, oh, God, on your people, Father God, we drive it back to the pit of hell right now. Oh, God, and we bind up their witchcraft, oh, God, right now. We're binding up that white magic, the black magic, the hoodoo, the voodoo, the hex, and the vexes, and the taboos, oh, God, the hocus pocus, oh, God, that Santeria, that Ovia, Father God. We bind it up right now, every bit of black magic, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, the dark magic, oh, God. We bind up, oh, God, the work of the Ouija board, oh, God. We bust and break and destroy with the breakers and noise every crystal ball, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we cancel that peace and time spirit out, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, that soothsaying spirit. Oh, God, the chanter, oh, God, the whisperer, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against any of us will prosper, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that gates of hell shall not prevail against your people, Father God. And we just giving you the praise and the glory and the honor. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for all you're doing. Oh, God, for divine coverage over us, for the God. Glory, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, covering each and every one of us right now, Father God, and watch over our family, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch over your families, our families right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those of them that don't know you, oh, God, hallelujah. Bring them, oh, God, into an understanding of who you are, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, where you are worthy, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Cause them to cry out in the sign prayer, what must I do to be saved, Father God? Glory, hallelujah. And turn their lives to you, Father God. And, oh, God, move over those prodigal sons and daughters. Bring them back, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, cleanse them of all unrighteousness, Father God. Place them back on their post, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just giving you the praise and we giving you the glory. Now, Father God, help us all, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Understand the assignment that you've given us. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Understand our purpose, oh, God, and the plan that you have for our life, Father God. Help us all, Father God. Stay on our post, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, wearing the whole armor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. In this time period, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to, oh, God, pray. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, watch as well as pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us to fast, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you're even giving us the do right spirit, Father God. We want to do wrong, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us to do right, Father God, because your word told us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, when we know the right thing to do it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Just let us be pleasing in your sight, Father God. And we just bless your name, Father God, and we thank you, God, that you are that strong tower, the righteous can run in to be safe in this tower, in this hour, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just give you praise, oh God, that every bit of backlash, retaliation, oh God, that the enemy would attempt to sin because of these prayers and petitions that are going up, and even the ones that come after me, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The intercessors that come after me, Father God, and those prayers that come up after me, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we just thank you, God, hallelujah, that none, not one prayer shall hit the ground, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, but it will, oh God, oh, God, manifest, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. It will come to fruition, Father God, because it's laying right in your throne room on the threshing floor right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Jesus, our intercessor, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. It's filtering these prayers and making them presentable to you. And we just bless your name, Father God, and we praise you. And it is so in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, on earth as it is in heaven. Will your children come, O God, to touch and agree, to present our petition before you, O God. And we thank you, Father, for bringing us through the night without any hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you for waking us up this morning to see a new day that we've never seen before and will never see again. We thank you for keeping us in our right mind. We thank you, O God, for giving us the use and activities of ourselves. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being mindful of us, even when we're not mindful of ourselves. We thank you, O God, for a place that we call home. We thank you for the food on our table. O God, the clothes on our back and a car to drive and a job to go to. We thank you, O God, because without you, there is no us. And Father, your Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father, your children come before you right now, O God. For we need you, O God. For we are weak, but thou art strong. And we bind the hand of the enemy, O God, that come against the requests that have been laid at the foot of that throne. We bind them right now in the name of Jesus. For Father, we want to be able, O God, to be pleasing in your sight. We want to be good stewards over what you've given us, O God. We want to, O God, meet the purpose and the will that you have for our lives. We, your children, we come, O God. And we ask right now, O God, that you remove all fear from your children, O God. But let us be fearful of you and admire you, O God, and instill in us, O God, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, of your will, oh God, and the purpose that you have for us, Father, that we may be able to stand before the enemy. In the name of Jesus, let us not forget who we are and whose we are, oh God. And Father, those, oh God, that have become complacent, lackadaisical, oh God, their love has waxed cold, oh God. We ask that you revitalize them now, oh God. Renew them, oh God. Give them another chance right now. In the name of Jesus. Only you can, Father. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for God is with us. And you said in your word, you never leave us, nor forsake us. Even at the end of the world, we stand on your word, oh God, because all of the ground is sinking fast. We continue to look to the hills, which cometh our help. Our help is coming from you that made the heaven and earth, because all power is in your hands. And when we come to you, Father, we know you, according to your word, you will not withhold any good thing from us. If we abide in your word, and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We ask that you reignite the excitement in your children, oh God, to fulfill your will. Not our will be done, but your will be done through us, oh God. And let us not lean on our own understanding, but let us trust in you, oh God. Let us be unwavering, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we come to you today, Father, collectively, to say thank you. Thank you for withholding your wrath, oh God, that you will give us another chance to get it together, that you will pull us together, oh God, in your love and your mercy. And let us, oh God, go forth to the highways and byways and compel our brothers and sisters, oh God, to turn from their wicked ways and seek your face, oh God. Let your love abide within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask that you bless the intercessors that have gone before me. Bless them right now. Grant them their heart's desire, oh God. Strengthen each and every one, oh God. And when the tough get going, oh God, when the way gets hard, let us stand still and know that you are our God. In the name of Jesus, bless our overseer, the watchman on the wall over our souls. Let us, oh God, undergird him. Lift him up, oh God. Be obedient to him, oh God. Let us follow him as he follows you, oh God. And Father, we ask that you look upon the leaders of the world. We know that your word must come to fruition. But we ask, oh God, that you have mercy today, right now. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy on this country, Father. In the name of Jesus, give us another chance to turn, oh God, from their wicked ways. Those in the White House, on Capitol Hill, bring them together, oh God. Because the decisions that they make may be grievous to your people. We ask that you bring them together, oh God, on the state level, on the municipal level, the local level, in the name of Jesus. And Father, as you send the wind, if you send the wind to revitalize your children, let us not forget you said, love ye one another. Let us come together in love, Father. Let us come together to help one another. Take back the territory that the devil has stole from us.
We love you today, Father. We come to say thank you. We come to say watch over the little children of the world. Those that are orphans, those, oh God, that are under heavy guardianship, oh God. Watch out for the little children, oh God. And teach those that have guardianship over them how to train them in your ways, oh God. Raise them up, oh God, in the fear and admiration of you. But when they get older, they will not depart. And we give them back to you to use, oh God, in thy service for the upbuilding of thy kingdom here on earth. And Father, remember those seniors that have been cast aside and put in nursing homes. Those that are in the hospital rooms. Remember them, oh God. Love on them, oh God. Send a word to them right now in the name of Jesus. Those behind the prison walls. Those first responders that are putting their lives on the line daily for their fellow man, God, remember them. Cover them, oh God. But they too need you, Jesus. Remember those that are in uniform, serving the military of this country. We ask that you watch over them as well, Father. Watch over their families. As some may give their lives, but we ask, oh God, that you look on all the grieving people today. Go up and let them know still loving. In the name of Jesus, help us, Father. Examine ourselves as we come to you. Put the spotlight of heaven upon us and remove any and everything that's not like you right now. Infuse us with your spirit. Put running in our feet, praise on our lips, oh God. But we want to be ready when you come. We realize that you're on your way back looking for a ready people. We don't want to be getting ready, but we want to be ready to receive you when you come. We thank you for everyone that's on this line, everyone that's listening. Father, you know all of your children. You know what they need. Not what they want, but what they need. Grant it today, oh God. And we thank you in advance for moving on our request right now. We praise your name, oh God, for loving us. We touch and agree. We decree and declare so, and so it is, and we seal these requests with the blood of Jesus Christ. We leave them in your hands, oh God, the hand that worketh all things out well. Let us trust in you and lean not on our own understanding, and we'll forever give you praise, the honor, and the glory. It's already yours. We will give it to you, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you on today. Father, we thank you, and we honor you, God, and we magnify and we magnograph your name. We know that in your name, everything and every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. Father, we thank you right now for you working out all of the details for our life, destiny, and purpose. Father, you said in your word in the book of Psalm 43:1, you said, as the deer panted after the water brook, so our soul longed for you. As the sons of Korah reached out to you, God, for the depths of their heart, God, they long for you. And you said that the deep call it unto the deep. Father, we decree and declare right now your signs and your wonders to the men and the women of God, even now in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word that the weapons of our warfare, they don't come from a carnal-minded place. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mightier through you, God. to the pulling down of the stronghold. So, God, we decree and declare that you are El Elyon, God. And you are the Most High, you're omnipotent, you're omniscient, and you're omnipresent, your breath of life, God. You're the wind that we breathe, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're decreeing and declaring the very power of your word into every atmosphere that can hear the sound of the frequency of the men and women of God. Lord, we decree and declare every winds of the south, and the winds of the west, and the winds of the east, and the winds of the north begin to move swiftly over each and every one of the equinox of the earth, Ram. In the name of Jesus, infirmaments from infirmaments, God. We thank you right now that your power and your presence being moved, God, upon us, among us, Lord. And that, God, those that are dealing with infirmities in the inner man, be thou whole, healed, delivered, and set free. We speak to organs in the body, God, in the name of Jesus. We command every infirmity that lies in the cellular systems of the people, God, called cancer. We overrule it. Every diabolical spirit, every cell in the organs of the body, God, that the enemy want to cause tension in the human organs, Lord. We overrule it now in the name of Jesus. We speak and decree and declare to kidneys and lungs. We decree and declare to the heart, God, the heart valves and the vessels in the heart right now, lungs right now, bone structures. In the name of Jesus, lower back, God, we decree and declare, God, that you move over them now in the name of Jesus. Your word said in Psalms 107 and 20, Lord, you sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them from all destruction. God, you said in your word in the book of Matthew after 8, God, and you decreed and declared the centurion man heard that Jesus, Yahshua, was in the city, in the region. He came before him and pressed through the crowd and said to him, my servant is at home, sick and grievously tormented. We need you to speak the word only. Jesus said, let us go. He said, no, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. I'm a man under authority. I can tell my soldiers to go here and there. I need you to speak the word only. God, we're calling you for record today on the word that those that are dealing with issues in their body, God, because of pressure, stress, heaviness, loads on them, workloads, we bind, rebuke every demonic weight on them now to be loosed off of them now in the name of Jesus. We come against every attack against the mind of your people. We're driving it out now in the name of Jesus. You said, call those things that be not as though they were. You said the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of the sunder of the soul. It's an intense, it's a discerner of the heart. And God, we call you for record today, God, that you will bring breakthroughs right now to those that are listening in different parts of the United States and the world. God, we're lifting up the state of Washington, God, going down into Oregon and down to California, God, moving to Nevada, God, in the name of Jesus, moving over New Mexico and Arizona, God, moving over South Dakota and North Dakota, in the name of Jesus, moving, God, up to the higher peak, God, of the Dakotas, God, in the name of Jesus, touch, heal, deliver, go and touch in Alaska right now. In the name of Jesus, move through Minnesota and Wisconsin, God. Touch, heal, deliver in those states in the name of Jesus. Move over Oklahoma, God. Touch the hearts of the people there, God. Move right now in Texas, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move over Arizona, God. Move in Arkansas, God. Move by your power and your authority over Georgia, God, Florida, God. Move over Louisiana in the name of Jesus. Move over Georgia and move over Texas, God. Move over Alabama, God. Move by your power in them and through them, God. Move in Florida, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move over Tennessee and Mississippi in the name of Jesus. Move right now. Touch, heal, deliver, and set free. Move over Missouri. Go into Illinois, God. Touch right now the heart and mind of the people there. God, touch and move right now in Ohio, in Michigan, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move by your power in Indiana. Touch right now. Move in Pennsylvania. Move in Virginia, West Virginia, God. Touch, heal, deliver, and set free. Let your power fall in Arkansas, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move over North Carolina and South Carolina. Touch right now. Cover the panhandle, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move in the Gulf, God, of Mexico. Move in the Pacific, God. Move in the Atlantic, God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, God, in New York, God. Move in New Jersey, Lord. Move in Pennsylvania, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Show yourself mightily in Delaware, in New York, God. Show yourself mightily, God, in Connecticut. God, show yourself mightily in Massachusetts, God, Vermont, New Hampshire, in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, God. Go inside those towns, cities, and states, God. Move over their government, municipalities. Move in Washington, D.C., in the name of Jesus. Move over Maryland, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move in Maine, God. Saturate those cities in the United States, God. By the power and authority, move in Hawaii, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the hand of the enemy. We come against strongholds, God, of those other countries that operate around the United States, God. Move over Canada, God. Move in Mexico, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move in the Pacific Coast. Go into Jamaica. Move over Dominican Republic. Move in Haiti, God. Move in Lagos, Nigeria, in the name of Jesus. Move over Sierra Leone, God. Cover the ministries there. Cover your man, servant, your handmaid. Touch them right now. Heal, deliver, and set free. We bind the hand of the enemy, God, over them. Move in Niger, God. Move in Australia, God. In the name of Jesus, let your glory fall. Let a fresh wind fall over them, in them, and through them. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Move in Argentina. Move in Chile, God. Move in Brazil, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Move in the Bahamas, Lord. In the name of Jesus, show yourself mightily. Let your precipitation touch them. Touch California, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for these your people. We thank you for the prayer warriors and intercessors that are standing in the gap, Lord Jesus. Move right now over Zimbabwe, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move right now by your power and your glory, God. Move now in Asia, God. Move over Russia. Move over China, in the name of Jesus. Move right now in Lebanon, Lord. Move in those countries. Move in Egypt and move in Israel, God. Cover Jerusalem city, God. Move over the Vatican, God. Move in Rome, God, in the name of Jesus. Move in Paris, France, God. Show yourself mightily right now in Copenhagen, God. Iceland, Lord. New Zealand, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your power and your glory over these, your people, these countries right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, show yourself mightily down in Cambodia, God. Move in Korea, North Korea, South Korea, in the name of Jesus. We come against every assassin bullet that have been sent in against those countries right now, in the name of Jesus. Cover Uganda, Lord Jesus. Cover the leaderships in those countries and nations right now, in the name of Jesus, that's standing on the word of God, that won't compromise moral values and moral principles, in the name of Jesus. Father, move right now over Iran and Iraq, God. Touch right now, in the name of Jesus. Move right now over those countries, God. Touch right now the Palestinians, God. Touch right now the West Bank in those nations and countries, even now, in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, God. Heavy artillery, God. We bind them up. Make those artillery pincer. Lock up, God, in the name of Jesus. Lock them up now. Over them, in them, in the name of Jesus. God, you set the weapons of our warfare. They're not carnal, but they're mightier through you to the pulling down of strongholds, in the name of Jesus. We bind the wars and rumors of wars with countries, God, in the name of Jesus. Move over Somalia, God. Touch that nation right now. Move in Cuba, God. Touch that nation right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen those leaders and strengthen those leadership, God, that will stand tall and stand strong, God. Move over that continent of Africa over there, God. In the name of Jesus, move by your power over them, Saudi Arabia, God. Touch the Saudi government in the name of Jesus. Those that won't compromise and go into the trap of the colonial Babylonian system. Move in Great Britain, Lord. Move in London, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now where the angels of the living God are moving. You say your eyes move to and forth throughout the earth to show yourself strong on the behalf of them that are perfect towards you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now that you're exposing the hand of the enemy, God. You're exposing demonic principalities and power, Lord, demonic spirits that have operated in high-ranking position, God. In the name of Jesus, you're pulling down the hand of the enemy right now, God. Even as we speak in God, you're exposing those demonic forces, God, that have been in position and in places, God, that have held on to territory and land in the name of Jesus. You're taking it over from them, God. You're overruling them in the name of Jesus. Protect the people of God in those countries where demonic principalities are ruling, God, in the name of Jesus. Move in Italy, God. Touch right now by your power and your authority in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for this day, this hour, season, and dispensation, God. You're moving by your power glorious over the land, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You're revealing yourself to us. You're revealing yourself to us. You're revealing yourself to us. You're revealing your power to us. You're revealing your glory to us. Those that endured us to the end, God, you said shall be saved in the name of Jesus. You said in Revelation 1 and 8 that you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You're the beginning and the end, the first and the last, which was, which is to become God Almighty. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us, and that we take no thought for our tomorrow. Tomorrow take thoughts of the things of themselves. Father, we thank you right now for your revealing power and your presence now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're pulling down demonic government and principalities and power, God. You're driving them out of territories and cities and nations that they don't have authorization in. God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we're thanking you for it right now. We thank you for moving in situation room, God, and revealing the secret of the hidden things in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now that you take down king and you're raising up another king because of your power and the anointing of your hand right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you right now. We're binding up every assignment, every trap, every idol worship that have been set up, every idol that have been set up in the name of Jesus. And we're casting them out and we're driving them out of cities, towns, and regions, communities, neighborhoods in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare your word and your power over these cities in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we're coming against the trap that have been set, God, against your people. Then you're turning them around on the enemy. You said in your word in Proverbs 6:30, if a thief be found out, he must return sevenfold of the substance of his household. And God, we decree and declare there's a return policy right now being linked right now in the earth realm. And those that things that belong to the men and women of God are coming back full term in the name of Jesus. We come against witchcraft, sponsor spirit. We come against leaders that have spoken out of demonic venoms out of their mouth, God, that were not authorized by the power and the plan of your word, God. You said to Samuel in the book of 1 Samuel 16:1, you said, Samuel, why continue to cry after Saul? For I have rejected him from reigning over Israel. God, we know that you have rejected many from reigning in position, God, in the name of Jesus. And they're coming down, God, because of your mighty hand and your mighty power and your mighty glory in the name of Jesus. We know that the precipitation in the earth realm is working in the very power of your frequency and your sound and the wind of you blowing over them, and in the name of Jesus. Father, we stand in proxy and stand in our position and stand in our post, God, as you replace doorkeepers and gatekeepers of cities, towns, and municipalities in the name of Jesus. Those that held position illegally, God, and stole by 1952, God, the royal seat, God. We know that you're returning everything back to the people, back to the original place, God, for which you have driven them from, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word, after 70 years, have been completed in Babylon, you'll return and visit them in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you right now for returning back to the place, Lord Jesus, for which the men and women of God stood in that post, in that position, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for it right now. We thank you for your glory and your honor. We thank you for revealing, God, and we're binding up demonic principalities and forces and power that gave name to people, the name to cities, the name to towns. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you're going into database and you're getting ready to send a national blackout into the earth realm, and you're shutting down organizations and corporations, God. You're shutting down database and intelligence, God, that have been hidden and crept, the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You're getting ready to rise up and show your power and your glory, God, in systems around the United States and around the world, in the mighty name of Jesus. We in a 911 season, God, that your mighty hand is moving, God, in the name of Jesus. You exposing every demonic trip, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now that righteousness exalts the nation. Sin is a reproach to any people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said judgment must begin in the house, and we know that it's beginning in the Vatican City. It's leaking down to other parts of the city, other religions and other denominations. You're coming through them like a swift sword, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you're cutting through those demonic forces, and you're pulling it down, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your mighty hand going through the hand of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We're letting you arise and our enemy be scattered, God. Move right now over the Ivory Coast, God. Cover that country there in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover those in West Africa and North Africa. God, cover those in South Africa in the name of Jesus. Move by your power and your authority and your mighty hand, Lord, over them now in the name of Jesus. We bind up every illegal activity, God, that's being hidden, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up secret intelligence and documental systems that have been in place in the name of Jesus. God, you're overriding them now in the mighty name of Jesus. The reckoning and crashing even now, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for what you're doing in the legal systems of the world. You're moving through the judicial branches, God, and you're pulling down those demonic powers, and you're going into Situation Room. You're going into Congress. You're moving over Senate, and you're moving over subcommittees and committees, God, and you're turning these things to, you're turning the people back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. You say you'll turn the heart back to the fathers and the father back to the sons. And God, we decree and declare your power and your authority even now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for what you're doing now, God. We thank you for the release of things been coming to pass now in the name of Jesus. We know that we are in of an era, God, because there's a rising up of your civilizational plan, God, in the name of Jesus. Your inhabitation now are being manifested itself, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you're doing it. We thank you for the way which you are doing it. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for your mighty hand being upon those that stood the test of time. Those who remained steadfast, unremovable. Those who did not quit, God. You're moving over them now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your handiwork. We thank you right now, pulling down those spirits, God. You're closing out those doors in the mighty name of Jesus. You're cutting into the financial portals, Lord, of the earth realm in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are your investments. We are your currency. We are your secret weapons of mass destruction in the land. We're transcending our mind, thoughts, and wills to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you right now for giving us an invitation to understand the deep, yea, even the deeper things of you in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory and give you honor for all of the things you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, every human sacrifice, at the season that you're opening up, God, we know that we're in the collateral damages right now in this hour in the name of Jesus. Father, those that was planning that 2024 plot against the key, come on, go over five. People of God, you're cutting it down right now. You're moving through it now. You're subsiding it even now in the name of Jesus. even the trap from the Center for Disease Control, World Health Organization, in the name of Jesus. Stop you moving over the United Nations. You're going inside of the traps that have been set in the name of Jesus. You're cutting the secret things and you're pulling it down. You're blinding the eyes of those that have worked against you, God. You're shutting the mouth of the warlocks. You're closing the mouth of the Chaldean. You're shutting the doorway, God, of those spirits, of the magician and the wizards, God, in the name of Jesus. You're cutting down and you're shutting mouths, the secret mouths of them now, in the name of Jesus. You're pulling down the secret master masons, God, and you're overruling every diabolical intent, God, of their secret society and their plan, God. You're going into the bones and scales, God. You're pulling it down in the name of Jesus. God, you're shutting it down. You're closing down, God, those ear gates and earways. You're moving over the NASA systems of the world, God, in the name of Jesus. You're moving over irrigations in countries, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You're doing it for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And you're bringing your people out of the trap, God, that they've been trapped in. You're bringing many children that are in hiding in these dungeons, and God, held underground, God, as sacrifice, God. You're breaking them out, God, in the name of Jesus. You're sending your angelic reinforcement into those places, God, and you're blinding the mind of those that are covering them even now in the name of Jesus. God, you're going down inside those territorial places where children are hidden and women are lost in the name of Jesus, and you're driving them out. You're cutting the cord, God. You uprooting those things, God, in the name of Jesus. You're moving into all those areas of the artificial intelligence, God. You're moving right now over in the Napa Valley, God. You're moving over there in those areas, in those territories, God, and you're uprooting those diabolical intent, God, on those islands that those leaders are on, meeting and having board meetings and talking and discussing strategy, God. You're sending plagues and you're sending winds and you're sending storms into those islands to bury those islands even now in the name of Jesus. We're going against the underwater irrigation, God. You're moving into those infirmities of the seas, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're binding up every marine witch and we're pulling it down. We come against water witches right now and we're pulling down their traps and we decree and declare breakthroughs and breakers anointing, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. Your mighty hand. Thank you for what you're doing, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you right now. We decree and declare that you move by your power over these your people in the name of Jesus. Binding it up. We're denouncing their strategies and their plans that they had, God, that would not prevail in this season, in the name of Jesus. That you're going into Hollywood and you're pulling down all of the old astrodites in the name of Jesus. And you're cutting down the cords of the noble in the name of Jesus. And you're driving them out, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing even now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. The castle that they once lived in, they will vacate the castles in the name of Jesus. But you're raising up those men and women of God who are the replacements in the earth realm in the name of Jesus. And thank you for it right now. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for what you're doing in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare as we walk in this season, everything you have prepared for us, it will and it shall be done. By the power and the authority of your word, we give you praise, glory, and honor for what you're doing in it, through them, and for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability of Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach, thank God, hallelujah, amen. It is so. So it is. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. for everyone that have joined us today and everyone that's connected to what God has done. Everything you're seeing, either the Lord has done it, the Lord has allowed it. It is plan for mankind. Bless you all on today for your position of prayer, your standing in the gap. Give God praise, glory, and honor for you. For the healing that the children praise. By your stripes, we are healed. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Anybody that prayed, those that are listening in right this moment, if the Lord are giving you a spoken word this season, I want to give you an opportunity to speak. Let me say this. Many of you in this next week, you're going to have open dreams and open visions. There are going to be so many dreams. You're going to have so many dreams. Your dream realms are going to be wide open. I'm going to show you open vision while you're driving. He's going to bring something before you, an open vision. It's going to be open. He's going to show you things and reveal to you things. He's going to even show you visions of people, like, sitting around. He's going to show you people who are connected to you, things that are going to be transpiring. He's going to, in your sleep, in your unconscious realm of your sleep, he's going to reveal things to you. This is a dream realm. Dreams, and you will see them. Some will be clear, some you won't understand. Open visions, you will see open vision. He'll just open things before you. You'll see them, you'll know them. It's critical to write your vision down, write your times down, write things down. All of the encrypted codes of things God is going to reveal to you is going to be so clear to you. It's going to be clear assignments. Some of you guys are going to give you clear assignment. But as soon as he show you the assignment, it's going to be the first thing you're going to do is you're going to talk about money. You need money to do it. Write the assignment down. Follow the assignment. Those assignments will lead you to the funds that you need. Those assignments will give you what you need. Your assignments are there. You follow those assignments God has shown you. Demon spirits intimidate you, but they will not be able to touch you. So be open to not let the enemy mess with your cerebellum, your self-esteem, because he will intimidate you. He will send forces in to visit you and try to set you back, but move forward in the setup that he has for you. It is so in the name of the Lord. It is so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it is so in Jesus' name. All right. Anyone that is listening in at this very moment, if the Lord has given you something for us at this time, we want to give you an opportunity at this time. Hit *6 on your phone at this time and come in at this time. If the Lord has spoken to you, come in at this time, *6. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. And God bless
you. Praise the Lord, woman of God.
God bless everyone on the line. As the prayer was going forth, especially as your prayers were going forth, the Lord spoke to me and said, remind the people of his word in Hebrews 10:23, and it says, he that promised is faithful. He said to remind the people that he's faithful to his word, because we're near the end of this year, 2023, but he said those things he promised us in 2023, shall still bring the past. If he said it, he's going to perform it. He showed me that there was demonic forces that were fighting to stop the blessings and the promises that he promises people for this year, 2023. But then he showed me there was a war going on with the angelic host to the angelic armies fighting and warring to combat what the enemy is trying to stop from happening. So he said, be encouraged and know that if he said it, he shall perform it. If he has his choice, archangel fighting this war. Every angel is fighting the war. Every angel of light is fighting this war against the darkness, against the king of darkness that is trying to stop every blood on the promises that he has promised us in 2023. So it's not over. It's not over yet. Be encouraged and trust God, because everything is according to our faith. Amen. God bless you all. Love you.
Is everyone muted? I don't hear anyone talking.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else? I'm sorry. Glory to God. Thank you, woman of God. Anyone else? Amen. Glory be to God. You hit star six to come in. Thank you, Prophetess Parler. Appreciate you. Hallelujah.
We good
bless
evening.
Bless you in the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Praise
God
the Lord.
Bless you. Yeah, bless you, prophet and people of God. As I am driving here, but I do want to get this word out to the people. So I keep hearing, Prophet Potter was saying some things, and as she was praying, God was speaking to me earlier during the week, and it was called in the name. The plot has thickened. Satan has his tricks and plans for the people.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't love people. He hates us, so he wants to destroy as best as he can. And like you were praying, like the judgment starts in the house of the Lord. But God began to speak to me. He said, the competition led me amongst the body of Christ. What's right, who's wrong. But in this, every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God. Because, of course, as we know, that many false prophets and false teachings have gone forth. And that's within 1 John 4:1. God is even saying that even when people are speaking, we have to ask, what are they talking about? Is it truth? Because as you've been teaching about the sound, it's a demonic sound out that we must know and have discernment about. That sound, we have to have discernment. Our discernment has to be keen in this hour. He said, we are listening and hearing for many are hiding behind the word, but their tongue is forked. He was telling me that the confusion is on a rise and the minds of the people are twisted. And when I looked up the word twisted in the Hebrew, it says perverted. So many perverted things in the mind. But the Lord said the thoughts of the people are far from him. And he said that he will judge the thoughts. He's going to judge even the thoughts of us. And then he went on and said that we must do better for our lives to be better. When there's a shift to move, we must move with it. When you were preaching a couple Sundays ago, too, the shift in, many should have shifted right with it. Then when you did that table talk with the people, they should have shifted. Because when you don't shift, you stay stagnant. You don't elevate. This is what the Lord is saying. So let me go on. So there is a change. So when the shift is there, the change in the shift, it is hard for you to kick against the pricks. That's what I was hearing him say. When we do not shift with the shift, we stay stagnant, immature, we will not elevate, and you stay stuck. So when you see others go forth, you become bitter. And the fellowship will become difficult for you to handle, so you will crumble. So we will crumble because we're trying to stay in our old. We have to walk in the new. We can't, our new garments, it has to change unless our spots will show. It's not going to work being fake, being in this falsehood. You saying you love one another, but you do not. God said enough of that. The lie has gotten the best of many. God is calling his people to walk in truth and nothing but the truth. As we walk in him, God is truth, and we must know this, and we should know this by now. He said, be doers of my word and not just hearers, deceiving yourself. When you hear and not do, so shall you be blessed, says the Lord God. And that's from James 1, 22 through 25. Then also, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but those people, I'm just, for God's instruction is, because we're in that, at we're in that right now. If you read Jeremiah 23, the whole chapter of Jeremiah 23. Thank you, Prophet, for giving me the opportunity to even give a word. I honor you so much, and I thank God for you.
Amen. Amen. It's so prophetic how many people are talking about the book of Jeremiah and many of the things that Jeremiah is saying. And it's like just off the top of my head, when the Lord kept saying, Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house. And he talked about the potter's wheel. And he's been sharing that. And it's prophetic when we think about the potter's wheel, the potter's house. And he's really specifically was letting us know that that scripture bear witness to what we're watching and viewing in the natural of things that are going on. And God is a just God, a sovereign God, and his sovereignty to us. We as believers cannot get caught up in the fall of people, but we have to stay in position that the presence of God has to move over the people that's in the fall of the person. Because what's count is almost like somebody dying. Once somebody dies, everybody want to be and want to talk about or talk to family about the death of the person. But what happened is after the death has been made and is finalized, it's the after effect. And there is death here, but the after effect of those who took the losses. And many people are taking losses because there's death of leaders. Do that make sense? Go deeper. Let me explain. There are leaders that are dying. They're still alive, but they're dead. And once they die, then the people who are left with the pain of carrying the grief of decision. And we have to pray for the grieving now that's going on. America, the world is getting ready to go into a major grief. That's why God had men and women of God that will be the soundtrack of this next move in the land. There's a grief going on in the Catholic Church. 1.8 billion people are grieving because 60% of those people have left the Catholic Church. It's statistics right now. So if you look at 1.8 billion people right now that actually left and walked away, and priests that are committing suicide at a level alarming. These are priests. These are bishops. These are archbishops. That's not only here. That's everywhere because of what they followed so long, and they find out what they followed was false. So we have to prepare for a heavy grief that's going to overtake so many people. And we have to have the power to be able to deal with the grief. This was a mental year for many of us. Many of us went through so much we had never expected to go through. You didn't know you had to take an operation. You didn't know your body was going to go through the worst. You didn't know you was battle fatigue. Many people don't even know God has said rest. Isaiah 46 and 10, be still, be still. I'm getting ready to exalt you right in the middle of the heathen and exalt you in the earth. You can't be a busybody right now. You got to rest. You got to rest in this season. As much as you want to move, as much as you want to go, as much as you want to do, as much as your brain want to make happen, you got to rest in this season. Because the long haul, it's going to be a busy season. for many believers. You're talking about people rising to the occasion in 2024. You're talking about places you never thought you would go in this next, in this great next move. You're not even gonna you're not gonna be given an invitation. You're gonna be given, you're gonna have front row seats to what's going on. God has selected many men and women of God for this movement. It must be a revolution. And God has allowed. And the things we thought we had inside us, we got to re-examine ourselves. Some of us got to examine ourselves just to make sure we are the faith. We have to do a self-examination. Not how many times you went to church on a Sunday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday. It ain't about that no more. You're the soundtrack within, and you got to examine yourself. This is a self-examination. You got to examine who you are in you. Most people that we have been, many of the world, religious world, have been determined by the systems of how you go into a religious institution. But many people have been institutionalized by a religious institution. You have to make sure that you're not institutionalized. So this is a surreal time for all of us. And the believers have to be in their position of what's going on. Some of you got to go and you got to ask God to reveal to you what's wiretapping you. Some of you have been wiretapped, and you don't even know you wiretapped because you wonder why you off balance. Ask God, reveal monitoring spirits. Who's monitoring you? What's been sent to monitor you? Prayers of people that, false prayers that have been sent out that's been monitoring you. People's sound will monitor you. So you will know. The presence of God. That scripture in 1 John 4:1, try the spirit rather. That means distinguish. Rather it be of who? Eliyah, Yah, Ha. The breath of God. So you can know. This is a powerful time for the believer. The transition for the believer. The world as it stands. You're talking about hundreds of millions of people. Hundreds of millions of people. 7 billion people on this earth. Billions of them are looking for the move. And God will choose whom he decides to choose. He's not choosing who we want to choose. The success is not determined on your succession. The success is determined on your obedience to the presence of God. God is taking down and raising up. He's showing his mighty hand in this season. There's collateral damage now. There's a collateral damage now. We're watching the collateral damage. We're watching the setup. We're watching those who have been blackmailed. We're watching it. And it is so. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I pray for the strength of the people of God. I pray for your strength today, man of God, woman of God. I pray for you, intercessors. I pray for you. I keep you lifting up. I bless the Lord for you, you and you all today. And the powerful thing about this wind that's blowing, saints of God, is so powerful. God is allowing us to see enemies, but you call them your friends. He allowed you to see the very people that you didn't think, and it's almost like you're looking at them, but you cannot, you don't understand it. Why am I standing next to a skeleton? They got human clothes because that's the skeletal. He's revealing himself to you. You're not blind. You don't have to call nobody up to say, are you sure? It is what you're seeing. He's revealing himself to many of you. He's showing his mighty hand to you. Pastor Wellinda Brown, this is a word for you. I was seeing this even today, and it was almost like when I was looking, God has taken you to a spiritual dimension, woman of God. And don't feel bad that you're where you're at right now in terms of ministry, because in you, I see